National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Southern FM News.
Good morning, how are you? And welcome to Community Capers. I'm Pauline O'Brien, and together with Pat Watts, we present this program on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. And it's all about what's happening and what's going on in our local and surrounding communities, and we keep you right up to date. Now, as usual, always like to begin with what farmers' markets are on this weekend, and there's two. Now, the Bayside Farmers' Market, as you know, is held down in Sandringham at the Tray Bit Reserve. Now, that's just next to the Sandringham Football Club, and it's off Jetty Road, Sandringham, and, of course, Jetty Road takes you down to the Sandringham Yacht Club, and Jetty Road being just off the Nepean Highway, or the Beach Road, I should say. Nearly got mixed up myself. Now, that's on this Saturday, 27th of April, always on the 4th Saturday of the month, and it starts from 8 a.m, goes through to 1 p.m. Great range of traders there. It's a lovely atmosphere too, right near the water and the beach, and you just roam around and look at all the traders, all the new vendors too, presenting their products, and they also cater for breakfast. The Sandringham Rotary there, they get together and put on a beautiful breakfast, and there's dumplings if you like that. Of course, the coffee group are there, the big coffee caravan, and fruit and vegetables, cakes, flowers. Always like to buy a bunch of flowers there myself. Meat, sausages. Oh, the sausage guy, yeah, great. great range of sausages there too. So pop down to the Bayside Farmers Market this Saturday, 27th of April, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. down there at the Bayside Farmers Market, the Traybit Reserve, down there off Judy Road, Sandringham, which is off the beach road. And the other one in the our local and surrounding community is the Elwood Farmers Market. And that's held in the grounds of the Elwood Primary School. And that's at Scott Street, Elwood. And it goes from 8:30 to 1 p.m. And again, a great range of traders there and a great atmosphere. The farmers markets have lovely atmosphere there. Just roam around, see what takes your fancy. And I've been to that one. I haven't been for a while, but I went to the Bayside Farmers Market probably a bit late last year. And lots of goodies there for you to choose and try something new, because that's what the traders are out there for, presenting their new products. So two farmers markets for you to visit this Saturday, 27th of April. So don't forget, try the Bayside one or the Elwood Farmers Market. And of course, I always like to play a little song regarding the farmers, the Australian farmers. And this is the Kernahans, and here they are, Aussie Farmer.
From beneath the dusty brow, he peers out across forever. Puts a callous, well-worn hand upon the wheel he knows so well. As he fires that Fergie up, he sends a silent prayer to heaven. We both know he needs a little help. God, give him what you can. Is it goodbye, Aussie farmer, the one who's done us proud? He never looked for handouts, just a chance to work it out. Wish we had stood beside you when the chips were really down. Is it goodbye, Aussie farmer? Do you pack it off to town?
Banks and politicians know so little of the land. Though they calculate and talk as if they understand. Watch the backbone of this country break while they smile and shake your hand. Inherit what's left over, sell to foreign hands. Is it goodbye, as a farmer, one who's done us proud? Never look for handouts, just a chance to work it out. Wish we had stood beside you when the chips were really down. Is it goodbye, Aussie farmer? Do you pack it off to town?
We say, what can I do? And does it matter anyhow? If what we eat and wear and use is not from Aussie ground, well, it matters to our children, those left to carry on. Wish all it took to make a change was hard work, rain and sun. Goodbye, Aussie farmer, the one who's done us proud. You never look for handouts, just a chance to work it out. Wish we had stood beside you when the chips were really down. Is it goodbye, Aussie farmer?
Is it goodbye, Aussie farmer, the one who proud? You never look for handouts, just a chance to work it out. Wish we had stood beside you when the chips were really down. Is it goodbye, Aussie farmer?
Do you pack it all to town?
Don't say goodbye, Aussie farmer.
God knows we need you now.
brother and sister act Lee and Tanya Kernahan, Aussie Farmer. And I played that because the two farmers markets on this Saturday, the fourth Saturday of the month, first one down at the Bayside Farmers Market, Tray Bit Reserve, Jetty Road, Sandringham, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then, if you can't make that one, not in your area, pop over to the Elwood Primary School, Scott Street, Elwood, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. They have a farmers market on there too. So two options there. Time, 8:14 at 88.3 Southern FM. You're listening to Community Capers, and I'm Pauline O'Brien here until 9 o'clock. Then Pat Watson will be with you after 9, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the cities of Glenara and Stonington. And I'm updating you now with what's happening for Thursday, 25th of April, Anzac Day. Lots happening out here. Now, first of all, I want to tell you the Hampton RSL have got a big service on, a dawn service from 5:30 a.m. and then join them immediately after the service for the gunfire breakfast. And that's just a gold coin donation. That'd be just beautiful, beautiful mornings and lovely services there. They're down at 25 Holyrood Street, Hampton. Then at 1 o'clock, I should say, is two up. I'm going to say 2 o'clock or one up. No, at 1 p.m. it's two up. Goes right on till 7 p.m. And then afterwards, there's a beauty. You can stay for lunch and you can stay for dinner there. So there's a lot going on at the Hampton RSL down there at 25 Holyrood Street this Thursday, Anzac Day, 25th of April. And you can go to their website, which is hamptonrsl.com.au. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it later on. What other forms of entertainment are going to be at the Hampton RSL? So a great morning there, and I believe it's quite a service there. Very very tense. I wouldn't say exciting, but tense and deep and meaningful, as we say. And they have a bistro. They have bowls. They've got the Gallipoli Memorial Garden Project there, the Gallipoli Book. Join as a member, and a great little place down there. Very personal, very nice indeed. So drop down this Anzac Day, this Thursday, 25th of April, for the Memorial Dawn Service at 5:30 a.m. As I said, also followed by the Gunfire Breakfast, just for a gold coin donation. How lovely. Now, what else is going on in the area as far as the Anzac Day services are? Now, Hyatt RSL, they're going to hold an Anzac Day march and service this Thursday at 5:45 a.m. And that's going to be at the corner of Henry Street and Hyatt Road. Then the dawn service will be held at 6 a.m. at the RSL itself, number 1 Station Street, Hyatt. And after that, there's a beautiful breakfast for you too. So that's another option besides Hampton and Hyatt. And then the other one I want to mention is the Beaumaris RSL. They're now part of the Black Rock Sports Club, which I wasn't aware of. They're going to hold a family day, including an Anzac Day service on this Thursday too. And then service time for them is 1 p.m. So, and then live music from 2 p.m. So if you've got access to the internet, check out Hampton RSL. Just enter it in your search engine, or Hyatt RSL, or the Beaumaris RSL, or Black Rock Sports Club. So three options there in the Bayside area for you to attend Anzac Day services. Let's have a little bit of music. This is Diggers of the Anzac by, of course, Mr. John Williamson. I'll be back later updating you with what else is happening around in our local and surrounding communities.
Never be the same in Port Lincoln since they roll the cameras there. Roll up and be a movie extra, take it lightly if you dare, and give the man a uniform, give the man a gun. He's your younger brother and he's your only son. This is Gallipoli. They could have been your man. Blame a bloke who likes adventure. He saw the posters on the wall. See the world through the sights of a rifle. Grab your mates and go to war. And give the man a bayonet. Give the man a hat. Land him on the beaches. 8,000 never
forget. You are the diggers of the Anzac.
The diggers of the Anzac.
Slap bang in the middle of an ambush. The Johnny Turk was all around. City docks, they fell like nine pins, but the diggers held their ground. And men like Simpson upheld the spirit of the digger who gives a maid a hand. And in the end they showed the world the spirit of Australia.
So things will never be the same in Port Lincoln since they made a movie there. Knock off the shearing and knock off the fishing. Bring up the clippers and knock off the hair. And give the man a uniform. Give the man a gun. He's your younger brother. And he's your only son.
This is Gallipoli. And don't you forget, you are the diggers of the Anzac.
The diggers of the Anzac.
This is Gallipoli. And don't you forget, you are the diggers of the Anzac.
The diggers of the Anzac.
Yeah, this is Gallipoli.
Want to make a real difference in your community? Community Banks Hyatt and Sandringham believe in putting our communities first. By choosing community banking, you're helping fund local initiatives across education, sport, arts, culture and community resilience. Switching to a community bank is easy. Visit Bendigo Bank's website and go to Community Banks Hyatt and Sandringham. You too can become a local community builder. Bendigo Bank. Better bank, bigger impact. Proudly sponsored by Community Banks, Sandringham and Hyatt.
One in six older Australians have experienced elder abuse.
It's hard living with Mum again after all these years. It'd be better for everyone if she just moved out.
I don't feel at home in my own place anymore. I don't want to live anywhere else. I wish she'd respect that.
How are your actions affecting the older people in your life? For free confidential information and support, call 1-800-ELDER-HELP. That's 1-800-353-374.
Anzac Day commemorations across Bayside acknowledge service to our country in times of conflict, past and present. Hyatt RSL will hold an Anzac Day march and service on Thursday the 25th of April. The march will start at 5:45 a.m. from the corner of Henry Street and Hyatt Road. The dawn service will be held at 6 a.m. at the RSL 1 Station Street Hyatt. For more information, visit Hyatt RSL's website.
Join me, Katie Coy, for Wednesday Wake Up. I've got the tunes to pair perfectly with your morning cuppa. From classics to the latest hits. Whether you're at home or on the go, let's kickstart your Wednesday with great music and good vibes. Tune in every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. for the ultimate morning pick-me-up. Wednesday Wake Up with Katie Coy, only on 88.3 Southern FM.
A reminder that school zones are in operation between 8 and 9:30 a.m. and then again at 2:30 till 4. Thank you for keeping us safe.
On FM, online and via the Community Radio Plus app,
this is Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM.
And 88.3 Southern FM is your local community radio station. And you're listening to Community Capers, a program heard on Tuesday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm Pauline O'Brien here until 9, and then Pat's with you after 9 o'clock, and we both keep you up to date with what's happening in our local and surrounding communities. And this morning already we've been talking about the two farmers markets on this Saturday, Bayside Farmers Market down there at the Tray Bit Reserve, which is off Jenny Road, Sandringham, and that's off Beach Road. And then the Elwood Farmers Market at the Elwood Primary School at Scott Street, Elwood. So two opportunities there. And also I've been mentioning all the Anzac Day services that are occurring. We've just heard about the Hyatt Anzac Day service, Hampton RSL's Anzac Day service, and the Beaumaris RSL, which is now at the Black Rock Sports Club. They've got a service also on Saturday. That one's on Thursday, I beg your pardon, Anzac Day, 25th of April. But I do want to mention another one. It's the Mentone RSL, and they've got an event, of course, on this Thursday, 25th of April. They're at 9 Palermo Street, Mentone. So at 6 a.m. they've got the dawn service, and that's at the Memorial Park in front of the RSL, and then there's followed by the breakfast at the Mentone RSL function room, a gold coin donation, and all are welcome. Then at 8:40 a.m. a march assembles at the World War One Memorial at the Mentone Parade Park, which is near the council chambers, and proceeds down Mentone Parade to the Memorial Park in front of the RSL for a commemorative service. Now, disabled transport is available for those wishing to march, so please contact them. The number is 9583-2841. I'll mention that again, 9583-2841, and I'll mention it again later. Now, 9 a.m, the commemorative service, all is welcome to return to the RSL for refreshments and a morning tea. Then a gold coin donation would be appreciated, and disabled access will be available for on the top of the grass slope, which is in front of the RSL. 11:30 a.m, 2 up commences. 12 noon, then a bistro lunch. So 12:30 p.m, tickets go on sale for the Anzac Arvo raffle prizes, and that'll be drawn at the big football game between Collingwood and Essendon at half time. And it's in the Mentone RSL will close late on Anzac Day. So go to their website, mentonerosl.com.au, if you have access, or that telephone number again for more information. You ready with your pen? 9583-2841. So there we are. Lots going on in and around our Bayside area, Hyatt RSL, Mentone RSL, Hampton RSL, and the Beaumaris RSL, now located at the Black Rock Sports Club. But something I did want to mention to you, what else is happening at the Hampton RSL, because this Saturday, the 27th of April, it is a show not to be missed. It's the Songs of Robbie Williams, Saturday, 27th of April, down there at Holyrood Street, starting at 7 o'clock, a show not to be missed. And telephone number there I'll give you too, just in case you can't access it on the internet and book a ticket. 9598-0460. And wow, are they going to have a bit of fun down there with Mr. Robbie Williams tribute show. And they're going to sing all his famous songs, Angels, Rock DJ. I can't think of the other one at the moment. It's just slipped my mind. But let's have a listen to one of his songs. And I love this one of him, Rock DJ, Mr. Robbie Williams. So don't forget, besides the Anzac Day service at the Hampton RSL this Thursday, pop down and check it out. And then you can attend on Saturday for the big tribute show to Mr. Robbie Williams. He is himself singing Rock DJ.
Floor show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Music for your masses. Give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic.
You got no love, then you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Mr. Robbie Williams, and there'll be a tribute show at the Hampton RSL this Saturday for him down there at 25 Holyrood Street. And, of course, you're going to hear that song, Angels. Monsoon was the other one I was thinking of, Come Undone. So this Saturday, 27th of April, and the show is the Robbie Williams Show, The Ego Has Landed. Sounds good. Well, not The Ego Has Landed, The Ego Has Landed. So check that out. But also on Sunday, the 28th of April from 3 p.m, they've got a fundraiser for the Blue Dragon Appeal, and it's barefoot bowls and sausages. So there we are. The restaurant is open there from Thursday to Sunday for lunch and dinner. It's a good Aussie pub food with a twist of Italian. And there's cheap drinks, and you don't have to be a member to enter, which a lot of people do think that. So never mind. Rightio, let's take a look at what's happening at the Bayside U3A. And they're coming on air this afternoon with myself as part of their community hour between 3 and 4 this afternoon. And we're going to be chatting to the new president and the new secretary. They've been elected this year, and the new president is Sue Steele. She has been the course coordinator for the last 10 years. She's still got the same job, so she's going to be doubling up there. And then Mr. Chris Birch, who's new to the scene at Bayside U3A, on the committee. So we're going to have a chat to them all about what's happening at the Bayside U3A. The latest newsletter is out, so please go to their website, baysideu3a.org.au, and you can see what's happening. There's new courses coming up. There's quite a few events coming up, so we'll be having a really good chat to them later on. So let's have a listen to a bit of music to reflect a little bit of, could I say, after school, retirement school. But Bayside U3A is all about enjoying yourself, learning, even teaching, because if you have a course that you would like to talk about, even it's for a 4-week course, please contact Bayside U3A on 9589 3798, or go to their website, as I've mentioned, baysideu3a.org.au, and you get all the information there. What else can we have a little listen to there? Just having a look. Rock and Roll High School. Let's have a listen to that. We'll all remember that one. Rock and Roll High School. I wonder if the Bayside U3A is like that. And don't forget, this afternoon between 3 and 4pm was part of the 88.3 Southern FM community block. The Bayside U3A will be in chatting to myself. And as I mentioned, the new president, Sue Steele, will be in with the new secretary, Chris Birch. So we're going to find out lots what's going on. Now let's have a look at what's happening in the Bayside area itself as part of the Bayside Council. And I wanted to mention something. The Moorabbin Activity Centre now is located along the Nepean Highway and South Road and intersects through the City of Kingston, the Glenara City Council and the Bayside City Council. So you'll note on the corner there of basically South Road and Nepean Highway, opposite the Kingston City Hall. Now, the council, the Bayside Council, is working in collaboration with the cities of Kingston and Glenara to deliver the best outcomes for the local community, because obviously the boundaries there of the councils meet. So the Victorian Government's housing statement, which is the decade ahead of 2024-34, sets a target to build 800,000 homes in Victoria over the next decade. Now, the Department of Transport and Planning is working in collaboration with the Victorian Planning Authority to deliver the Activity Centre program as part of this new housing statement. And the program seeks to review existing planning policy for 10 activities in Melbourne to encourage the development of 60,000 new homes. Moorabbin or Hampton East Activity Centre is one of these activity centres. Now, we do not know yet what the Victorian Government's review will lead to, but they expect that the review program will look into the existing building height controls and the size of the current activity centre boundary as set in the Hampton East Moorabbin Activity Centre. So, the council want to know what you think of this government plan to review the Moorabbin Hampton East Activity Centre, and the feedback will ensure that council's advocacy aligns with the community views. So if you go to the baysidevic.gov.au, click on Moorabbin Hampton East Activity Centre Review, and you can subscribe and keep up to date. So that's an idea there for you to have a say, as they put it, and how this new area will be built, and of course close to the Moorabbin station. And this is what they're doing, putting housing close to public transport areas. So going to have a look which activity centres are included in this review. So Moorabbin, also known as Hampton East, Broadmeadows, Camberwell Junction, Chadstone, Epping, Frankston, Nidri, North Essendon, Preston, High Street. But we are looking at the Moorabbin Hampton East area. But obviously all councils with the Victorian government are looking to increase homes in these areas, which are, of course, close to public transport. So that's something, if you're interested in having a peruse, and you can subscribe to the council and keep up to date with things. And if you want more information directly, give the Bayside Council a ring, 9599 4444. Time for our sponsorship announcements, and I'll be back soon with more information of what's going on in our local and surrounding community.
Here's Geelong coach Chris Scott for RAD.
In footy, control is a big part of the game. It's exactly the same when you're on the road. Get behind the wheel after you've been drinking, you're more likely to lose control, cause a crash, hurt or even kill someone. That someone could be your best mate. So when you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or share a cab. You make the road a hell of a lot safer for the rest of us.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
The overture is about to start.
Revel in Cole Porter's award-winning score of witty, hummable hits as the Battle of the Sexes takes center stage in Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria's presentation of Kiss Me, Kate. Bursting with fresh voices, high-energy dance and backstage shenanigans. On stage for five shows only at Alexander Theatre Clayton from the 2nd to the 5th of May. Book now at gsov.org.au.
Here we go, here we go, here we go!
Plan your fun with Ambrosia, a delicious mix of arts, entertainment, fashion and more. You'll hear interviews with local and visiting artists, get fashion tips, learn about things retro and get dancing to our music. Ambrosia with me, Leanne Cutler, Friday mornings at 9 a.m. on 88.3 Southern FM, Community Radio Plus app, or by podcast on our website.
A reminder that school zones are in operation between 8 and 9.30 a.m. and then again at 2.30 till 4. Thank you for keeping us safe.
88.3 Southern FM.
Your local community radio station is 88.3 Southern FM. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Community Capers. I'm Pauline O'Brien here until 9 o'clock. Then after 9 o'clock, Pat Watts is with you, updating you with what's going on in the cities of Glenara and Stonington. And I'm now going to talk to you about what's happening in the city of Kingston. This great event happening this week. It's called the Wall to Wall Festival. So let me tell you about it. It is free. Right, it's Friday the 26th of April. It starts. Australia's beloved street art festival called Wall to Wall is set to ignite the vibrant streets of the Maori village with an explosion of creativity and culture. And this, as I said, starts on Friday the 26th, goes through to Sunday the 28th. Now, it's curated by the award-winning street art collective Juddy Roller. Now, there's going to be 10 walls and they'll be transformed into large-scale murals, I can't even say the word, during a weekend, this weekend-long festival. Now, the lineup of high-profile Australian and international artists include George Rose, Adnet, Smug, Bio, Fred Battle, Justine McAllister, Filthy Ratbag, Tommy Day, Drez, as well as the Maori Village resident Kyle Brightside. And you can go to the council's website, kingston.vic.gov.au, click on Wall to Wall, and then you're going to find a lot more information there. So there's 3 days there you can take the opportunity to go and visit. Now, the project will leave an exciting legacy culminating in a self-guided art trail that will encourage local and destination visits to Kingston. Now, along with these artists and their works, the festival will also showcase local businesses, live music, gourmet food, artist talks and family-friendly activities such as there's event workshops and classes, live music and kids' entertainment and conversations with local creatives. So who's going to be there? Who are the makers and producers that you can visit, including their offerings, session times and booking information? So there's Bikecraft, there's Brayside Brewing Co., Brightside Art, Glittery Tapping Wonderland, Gurus Cacao, what is that? Chocolate. Hans's Steak and Grill, we might be able to get something nice to eat. The Studio Art Space and Gallery, the Morty Picker, the Morty Alec Vintage Market. You want to go there, it's great fun. I've been there, it's good. Urban Ground and St. Felix Distillery and Wild Soul Wellness. So what is Wall to Wall? What are you talking about, Pauline? It's an artistic and cultural celebration that brings street artists from around the world together to paint fantastic works of arts on buildings and walls. It'd be great to watch them. I can imagine them on these big ladders, etc. And they're going to transform the area into a gigantic outdoor art gallery. And it's fully funded by the Kingston City Council. And you can get to meet the artist. You can take photos. Now, where is the Morty Village, you ask? Right. It's the Morty Alec Industrial Precinct, bordered by Governor Road and the Epsom Wetlands there. And there's a village map on the website. But if you want to ring the council for more information, 1300 653 356. Now, there's a wall-to-wall event program that you can download, and that's on the website. But if you can't, try and get onto the council or drop into the council offices or even the libraries to try and get a copy. It's an all-ages event. You don't need to buy tickets, and you can bring your dog. There's kids' activities. So loads of things happening. I am going down there. I don't know which day, maybe the Friday. Can't make the Saturday and maybe the Sunday. So looking forward to that, of course, dropping into the chocolate shop. Let's have a little bit of music to reflect this wall-to-wall big party that's happening this Friday to Sunday in the city of Kingston down there at Governor Road. And I found a song called Wall-to-Wall. I haven't heard it, but I'm going to have a listen. It's by Mr. Chris Brown, and I don't think it's the best guy.
Full of digits and she just won't take none. Now my mama wanna get mad, saying she don't wanna share what she has. Ain't no particular one that's getting the water gun. So many that I want. I don't need nothing but ladies calling. I'm trying to get one of them all, but they keep coming from wall. Coming from wall to wall.
Another two just came up and said they love me on the radio. Two twins, that's the coolest scenario. They talking, leaving right now. Wanna put in some time, cause you know what they are ready for. How she like the way that I pop. Say she wanna just watch. I'm game for any damn thing, but there's more than 200 dames that's ready to go.
From wall to wall,
that's
jumping here, wall to wall.
smash on the radio. Bet I bend it, bend it, bend it.
Chris Brown.
That was the song Wall to Wall by Chris Brown, and I played that because the city of Kingston having a big festival from this Friday to Sunday, 26th to the 28th of April, called Wall to Wall. And it's a street art festival down at Governor Road in Mordialloc, and there's an art collective there. There's going to be kids' entertainment, and you can be entertained by a range of people. But also what's there, the businesses, the small businesses around that area are not in the main shopping centres. And you can check them out, which is Bike Craft, as I mentioned, Brightside Art. There's a brewing, the Brayside Brewing Company, Guras Cacao, of course, the chocolate shop, Hands of Steak and Grill, the Studio Art Space and Gallery, the Morty Picker, and of course that Mordialloc Vintage Market. Great fun looking around there. So check it out. And pop down there, 3 days there. If you can't make any of them, try a Friday, Saturday or Sunday. I hope you can make it. So from Friday, 26th of April, from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., it says, I think. Wow. So I don't think it'll be that late, but you can pop down there and have a look. Now, give the council a ring if you want more information, 1300 653 356, or go to their website, of course, kingston.vic.gov.au. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention that the City of Kingston are having, it's the Native Plant Giveaway. Now, each autumn, the council offers a free plant giveaway. They allow residents to collect up to 5 free tube stock native plants per household. So how does it work? The giveaway program is open to all Kingston residents, and each household can collect up to those 5 free plants. You don't need to register, just attend one of the events listed and bring along your proof of address, which is either a driver's license, a rates notice, or a utility bill showing your address. And they'll be giving away approximately 1,000 plants at each event, of course, while stocks last. Now, where is it going to occur? Saturday weeks. Put these dates in your diary. Saturday 4th of May at the Grange Reserve in Clayton South in the morning, 9 to 12. And then a Friday the 10th of May at the Carrum Indigenous Nursery, again 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Again, Tuesday 14th of May, go back to the Carrum Indigenous Nursery, again 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And then Saturday 18th of May at the Kingston Heath Reserve, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So if you want more information there, ring customer care, and it's a different, it's not a different number, it's the same, 1300 653 356 for the City of Kingston. It's a great range of plants, trees, shrubs, medium shrubs, small shrubs, lilies, irises and grasses. There's ground covers, which includes wildflowers and climbers. So a great idea there. So put those dates in your diary. Saturday 4th of May, the Grange Reserve, Clayton South. Friday the 10th and Tuesday the 14th of May at the Carrum Indigenous Nursery, and then Saturday 18th of May at the Kingston Heath Reserve. Proof of a residency with either a driver's licence, a rates notice or a utility bill, because it's for the residents of the City of Kingston, the Native Plant Giveaway. Let's have a little bit of music. What about a garden party? I think you can have one after this.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden deer in shoes, wearing his disguise. But
but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da.
That's why they came. No one heard the music. We didn't look the same.
I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave.
But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. See ya. Can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da,
la da da da,
la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like ringing a bell. And looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of love. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now. I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da,
la da da da,
la da da da. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
And that was Garden Party by John Fogerty, originally sung by Mr. Ricky Nelson, if I recall. And you can have a garden party with the Yaunton Plant giveaway that the City of Kingston are offering. So check out the Council's website, kingston.vic.gov.au, and you can see the dates of that Autumn Plant giveaway in May. Something else that's happening in May is the lovely Miss Ella Hooper, and you recall her from the group Killing Heidi. She is going to be at singing it live at the City Hall on Saturday, the 18th of May. It's in the Grand Hall at the Kingston City Hall, and you can join her for an evening with Ella Hooper and her band. There is a booking fee there, so give the council a ring or go to their website, and as I mentioned, it's kingston.vic.gov.au, or give them a ring. 1300 653 356. So you can read all about it on their website, or if you don't have access, give them a ring and you want to book tickets for Ella Hooper. Saturday, 18th of May, Kingston City Hall. And here she is. I've chosen a song, actually, with Dan Sultan. They're duetting the song Hold Back the Night. And this is from an episode of Rock Quiz. Great song. Let's have a listen to them.
The sun right out of my sky.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, I wonder why you went away and you never told me why.
No, when the sun goes down, the moon is near. I'm scared today because your face appears. Hold back the night, turn on the lights. Don't want to dream about your baby.
Oh, yes, it does.
Like a character in a book.
average.
When the sun goes down and the moon is near, I'm scared to death cause your face appears. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
Baby,